U.S. removes line about not supporting Taiwan independence from fact sheet. The U.S. State Department has recently removed a line from its website's fact sheet that previously said the United States does not support Taiwan's independence. The fact sheet, published on February 13th following President Donald Trump's return to the White House on January 20th, removed the phrase, "We do not support Taiwan independence. We oppose any unilateral changes to the status quo from either side," the updated fact sheet stated. "We expect cross-strait differences to be resolved by peaceful means, free from coercion, in a manner acceptable to the people on both sides of the strait. We continue to have an abiding interest in peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait." It also affirmed the U.S. commitment, available defense articles and services as necessary to help Taiwan maintain its self-defense capability, including the capacity to resist any resort to force or other forms of coercion that could threaten its security and the Taiwanese people. The page also revised a line regarding the U.S. stance on Taiwan's participation in international organizations, stating that it will support Taiwan's membership where applicable. The State Department said on February 16th that the changes were part of a routine effort to inform the general public about unofficial relationship with Taiwan. "The United States is committed to preserving peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait," a State Department spokesperson said in a statement to multiple news outlets. The Chinese Foreign Ministry had not issued a statement on the fact sheet changes by publication time. In 2022, the Biden administration similarly removed the line on Taiwan's independence from the State Department's fact sheet, but it was later reinstated after the Chinese regime denounced the change as political manipulation. The Chinese Communist Party, which has never ruled Taiwan, considers the self-governed island to be a renegade province and has never ruled out the possibility of using force to control it. The United States has no formal diplomatic ties with Taiwan, but is bound by the 1979 Taiwan Relations Act to provide the island with the necessary capabilities to maintain its self-defense. According to Washington's One China policy, which is guided by the Taiwan Relations Act, the United States acknowledges, but does not endorse Beijing's competing, One China principle, which asserts that Taiwan is part of China and must be unified with the mainland by any means necessary. Taiwanese Foreign Minister Lin Chialung on February 16th welcomed the updated fact sheet and thanked Washington for its support and positive stance on U.S. Taiwan relations. Lin also issued a statement on February 16th praising the foreign ministers of the United States, Japan, and South Korea for their joint statement calling for maintaining peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. The three nations said they oppose any attempts to unilaterally force or coerce changes to the status quo and express support for Taiwan's participation in appropriate international organizations. Lin stated that Taiwan welcomes the international community's continued attention to peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait, amid concerns over the threat posed to the status quo by China's gray area and economic coercion. The CCP has ramped up its military activity around Taiwan in recent years. In the face of an ongoing campaign of military intimidation, Taiwan's Defense Ministry reported spotting 41 Chinese warplanes, 9 vessels, and 1 official ship operating around the island on February 17. The ministry stated that 28 of the aircraft crossed the median line and entered Taiwan's air defense identification zone, prompting Taiwan to deploy its aircraft to monitor their movement. Following Trump's January 20 inauguration, the U.S. Navy deployed the Arleigh Burke-class guided missile destroyer USS Ralph Johnson and Pathfinder-class oceanographic survey ship USNS Bowditch through the Taiwan Strait from February 10 to February 12. Observers said the deployment of 2 Navy ships shows the continuity of U.S. policy in the Taiwan Strait. Reuters and Alex Wu contributed to this report,